Car Life with Kids. Because every car ride should be a page turner.
Hi everyone, my name is Farrah Rains, and today I'm going to read you my book called Sea of Feelings.
Hello, my name is Scuba Farrah. Today I am going on an underwater adventure to learn about feelings. Scuba Farrah said, I feel happy today, which means my body is calm. And my mind is ready to learn about different feelings. Starfish, you look happy, said Scuba Farrah.
I am feeling happy, and that makes me want to smile, said Starfish. My body feels just right when I am happy. That means my body does not feel fast like a swimming killer whale or slow like a sea slug, said Starfish.
Look, I see a jellyfish, said Scuba Farrah. Jelly, I am learning about feelings. Can you tell me how you are feeling right now? Asked Scuba Farrah.
I feel silly today, said Jelly.
Jelly, what does silly feel like to you? Asked Scuba Farrah.
When I feel silly, I laugh a lot, said Jelly.
Jelly explained to Scuba Farrah,
feeling silly makes my body move fast. That is why I wiggle my tentacles through the water, making tons of bubbles.
Feeling silly looks different for my friend Whale. Whale has a hard time focusing. This means trouble with ears listening and eyes looking, said Jelly.
Oh no, this part of the ocean is creepy looking. I feel scared seeing tiger sharks swimming through this old shipwreck, said Scuba Farrah nervously.
Blowfish, you look scared, said Scuba Farrah. Blowfish quietly answered,
I am feeling scared with all the tiger sharks swimming around us.
What does scared feel like to you? Asked Scuba Farrah.
Feeling scared makes my heart beat super fast. Sometimes I have a hard time breathing,
said Blowfish.
When I feel scared, my body puffs up 3 times my original size. I gulp large amounts of water, making my body bigger. Then I can't swim. I just drift along until my body returns to a normal size,
said Blowfish. Grabbing her head, Scuba Farrah said,
bad weather ruins my diving, which makes me mad.
Crab, your face tells me you feel mad. What does mad feel like to you? Asked Scuba Farrah.
I do feel mad. Feeling mad makes my claws start to snap all over, making it hard to stop, said Crab. My body tightens, my heart speeds up, and my face gets hot. When I feel mad, said Crab.
Diving by myself gets lonely. It makes me feel sad, said Scuba Farrah. Scuba Farah asked, "Angelfish, what does sad feel like to you?" Angelfish answered, "Oh, my mouth will form a frown, and sometimes I will cry when I feel sad. When I am sad, my body slows down, and I can't swim with the other fish. I also have a lot of trouble thinking of anything other than what made me sad," said Angelfish.
"Oh, I feel sick. I need to take a break from diving. My head hurts. My stomach is churning. And my face is green," said Scuba Farah.
Scuba Farah said, "Look, I found a seahorse laying down. His tail is anchored to seaweed, so he does not float away while sleeping."
"Seahorse, how does sick feel to you?" asked Scuba Farah. "Oh, feeling sick makes me lose my appetite. I will pass on the minnows and shrimp today. My stomach feels tight like a knot. Being sick makes my body feel tired and slow," Seahorse said.
"All this diving made me hungry. I keep thinking about the food I packed for lunch," said Scuba Farah.
Scuba Farah asked, "Shark, what does hungry feel like to you?"
"Feeling hungry makes my stomach growl. I am a slow swimmer when I am hungry," said Shark. "Stay away, friends, because I get angry when I am hungry," said Shark.
"I learned a lot about different feelings today. My mind is feeling all jumbled up," said Scuba Farah.
"I know what you mean, Scuba Farah. After all this talk about different feelings, my head feels dizzy," said Octopus.
"Scuba Farah, I am experiencing more than one feeling. I feel happy to see you, but I also feel tired from this big adventure," said Octopus.
Scuba Farah said, "Yes, Octopus, it's time to end this adventure about feelings today."
Thank you, friends. I learned so much about feelings and how they affect everyone differently. I hope you did too, said Scuba Farah. The end.
Thanks, friends, for listening to my story. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, I know you cannot see the pictures, but we talked about a lot of different sea creatures. Can you guess what my favorite sea creature is from the book? Here is a clue. When they feel silly, they move their tentacles really fast through the water, making a lot of bubbles. Can you guess my favorite sea creature? If you said jellyfish, you are correct.
Make your stories travel with Car Life for Kids.